You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is set to contest from Kerala's Wayanad seat again in the 2024 Lok Sabha polls. There is speculation that Gandhi may also fight from Amethi, though seats from Uttar Pradesh were not discussed in Thursday's meeting. Apart from Gandhi, about 50 candidates were cleared by the Congress Central Election Committee in its first meeting to finalize names for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor's name was cleared from Thiruvananthapuram. Former Chhattisgarh CM Bhupesh Baghel and former Deputy CM of Rajasthan, Sachin Pilot, were asked to contest the polls. But the party couldn't fix the candidates for the three seats in Delhi where it is fighting an alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party. The Union Cabinet on Thursday raised the dearness allowance for 4.92 million central government employees by 4 percentage points to 50%. Similar increase in the dearness relief for 6.8 million pensioners was announced ahead of the general elections, even as retail inflation moderated in January. The new rates will be applicable retrospectively from 1st January. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal said the decision will have an annual impact of 12,868 crore rupees on the central exchequer. Experts said the move to increase dearness allowance will bring double cheer as it comes after retail inflation fell to a three-month low of 5.1% in January. A 19-year-old student was arrested after four young children and two adults were found dead at a suburban home near Canada's capital city, Ottawa. Police said they rushed to a home in the Ottawa suburb of Barravin after receiving a call at 11 p.m. Wednesday evening. At the scene, police discovered the bodies of four children, their 35-year-old mother and a 40-year-old man, whom police described as a family acquaintance, also living there. The children were a newborn aged 2.5 months old, as well as a 2, 4, and 7-year-old. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau expressed his shock and horror at what he called a terrible tragedy. England's attacking, baseball, style of play has come under fire after they won the opener but lost the next three tests, with their batting often letting them down. Crawley has been England's best with 407 runs, but he is well behind series leader Yashasvi Jaiswal, who has accumulated 712 runs for India, including two double centuries. Bestow's best has been 38 in 9 innings on the tour, with the middle-order batsman managing just 199 runs. Root shrugged off a poor run with a century in the previous match, and Stokes has failed to convert starts into bigger scores. Ollie Pope started the series with a match-winning 196 in Hyderabad, but has since failed to fire as he scored two ducks in the previous loss. Veteran actor-politician Shatrughan Sinha is set to make his web series debut with Gangs of Ghaziabad. The actor, whose last cinematic appearance was 2018's Yamla Pagla Deewana, Phir Se, is popular for 70s and 80s films such as Mere Apne, Kale Charan, Vishwanath, Kala Patthar, and Dostana. Sinha will star in the upcoming show with Ashutosh Rana, Pradeep Nagar, Jatin Sarna, Abhimanyu Singh, Mukesh Tiwari, Mahir Sharma, and Sunny Leone. Gangs of Ghaziabad is a crime drama produced by Vinay Kumar and Pradeep Nagar under their banner Suman Talkies. Set in the tumultuous underworld of 90s Western Uttar Pradesh, the series is written and directed by Nagender Chaudhary.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.